Have you ever lost money, or has FOMO cost you money?
I feel like you've just brought me on here to make an example out of me today.
Can you not butt in on my intro?
Jeez. <I'm back. laughs>
Well, you've just wrecked the surprise for everybody.
Yeah, the listeners will be so happy hearing that voice.
Yeah. So Erin's joined us today, and we'll get to that, why she's here. And we put it up on Instagram the other day, if Asha should come. And I think 88% of people wanted you here, Asha.
Yay, Asha.
Yes, I do represent the 88%. That's correct.
What would you say to the 12 who... who didn't want you here?
I think I might be the 12 because I voted no.
Oh, no way. Actually, what I wanted to do, if you are a new listener, welcome to My Millennial Money. It's an infotainment podcast. We're not going to get into dividend imputation or tax credits or anything like that. But just quickly, John, who are you and what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, for any new listeners.
For any new ones out there, look, I run a property and finance education business. Yeah, so we run one-on-one coaching and we do corporate workshops for staff. Yep. We do a lot of online activity as well.
Sweet.
So, yeah, purely taking action, really.
Yeah, nice. Asha, you're here today. You do our little voiceovers and stuff.
That's correct.
So,
are you in your voiceover mode now?
Not yet, hold on. Yes, that's correct.
No. Yeah, so Ash is our voiceover guy. Erin, who were you?
Literally nothing has changed. I was the one third of the original lineup.
Yeah, so basically what happened was we started this podcast and it was a bit of a like, hey, let's do a podcast. And at the time, you didn't have a life. I didn't have a life. John always has had a life. Mm. But now, you're essentially a single mum, career woman.
Crazy busy.
Crazy busy and literally can't get here on a weekly basis.
No, that's exactly right.
So
she's dragged us in on a Sunday.
So she's dragged us in on a Sunday to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't
disgusting.
Do that.
But later in the show, we've got questions from listeners.
Oh,
that
my God.
They have asked Erin.
Oh. I'm scared.
So, yeah. So, Erin's, you know, it's not goodbye. It's see you later. And she'll always be welcome to pop back in.
Thank you.
Because we always wanted a female touch.
Intelligent female
intelligent
touch.
Female opinionated
and
sassy
they're still
touch.
Looking for that person. Yeah.
We got most of that.
Yeah. But there are like a lot of the guests that we have on the podcast are female because, you know, a lot of good chicks out there doing a lot of great stuff. So we'll, you know, I don't think we can ever replace you.
Oh, thank you.
But I'll bloody try.
Yeah. You might get someone that behaves.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm here, Erin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like hoping that. To bring that feminine touch.
So, yeah, watch this space. If you are in Sydney and you're listening to this pretty soon after it's launched, next Wednesday, the 8th of May, we've got our live event. John, who have you confirmed?
I can't release the name yet.
Because he hasn't done it yet. But we've got a professional.
Don't worry. It's a male and it's high profile as it gets.
Okay. I don't even know. So
Larry Emder.
Yeah, Larry Emder. baby John Burgess. What? If you're interested in coming along to a live podcast recording, we'll be there for 2 hours. We're going to do an hour worth of teaching and stuff on property investing, rent vesting, investing, want to buy your first time, anything to do with property. We'll throw John up for 25, 30 minutes. We're going to have some other little speakers that will do little 15-minute power things. And then we're going to interview someone as a live case study on them renting and doing their investing elsewhere, I think. I have no idea who it is. John tells me they're a professional sports player who
John doesn't even know who it is yet.
I'm just going through my list. So
John's trying to line that up. And as at this time of recording, I have not got a venue booked, but it will be in the CBD and it will be around 6 p.m.-ish. But that's going to be awesome. Jump onto Instagram, get your tickets in the link in the bio. Are you guys ready to have a chat about FOMO?
Let's do this.
We've got the FOMO experts here, so let's have a chat.
Oh, God.
You're listening to My Millennial Money. This will be the second best podcast you hear because I'm on it again.
Good enough?
Yeah, that'll be. Now, I've asked all of you to give us your top tips on not wasting money with FOMO, because we can actually waste so much time and put so much pressure on ourselves than what would otherwise be there just because of FOMO.
And energy.
And I think, you know, I saw a thing at Coachella. Someone put a video up and it was just literally people taking photos looking
in front of that.
Like, just it was
thing.
Yeah, it's like, I just want to go to Coachella to get a photo to upload it on Insta. And it's cool. Did you hear the leak on Insta that they're looking at removing the amount of likes that people can,
yes,
so you can't see likes?
Yeah.
Mm. Right. So,
and that, something else.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Something else around that, yeah, you know, just to relieve some of that pressure that people, yeah, seem to.
So, right? Yeah. Which, yeah, I think is going to be good, because you just don't want to, you know, spend a couple of grand to go to Coachella for like bait.
Yeah, but people do. I feel like 90% of the people that are there do it for that reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that?
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen heaps of memes about it.
Yeah, basically.
I think 90% of people who use social media, I mean,
yeah,
me as somebody who also uses it, but like the reason that it becomes so addictive is because you get some sort of payout from it, or some sort of cash out. And that cash out
validation. Is
that validation or that recognition
is
that,
a like,
hey, people are paying attention to what I'm doing.
And I actually think what it is as well, it's the same, you know, everyone knows that you don't win money on poker machines. The people that do, they're actually addicted because the win releases the dopamine rush.
Yep.
Mm.
And I think that's the same with the likes and getting notifications.
Yep.
And that's why we're all addicted to our phones. So, you know, why we're saying all this is, you know, FOMO can actually cost you money. And I just did an episode on My Millennial Money Express, if I can drop it in here, if you haven't had a listen.
My Millennial Money Express.
That's my podcast.
It's the express version, apparently.
It's the express version. And I did an episode about stop saying sorry. And it's almost this, you know, you are allowed to say, no, I can't do that because I don't have the money. And a lot of the time with FOMO, and like everything on this podcast, all the topics, it's actually what's been going on in my mind usually that week. And I've got a FOMO dilemma at the moment. And
what is it?
Well, there's a conference I want to go to in America. And
just go.
I don't need you here telling me that.
I thought someone had just bought a car that you want to buy.
Yes, but we'll get to that. So this conference, so I'm going to a conference in America in Orlando called Podcast Movement, and I got a return flight to New York on sale, and it's in Orlando, and I'm going August, and I'll go for 2 weeks, and then I come back, I'm at home for a week, then go to Adelaide for a conference for a week, get back on the Saturday, and I'd have to fly back to America on the Monday. And I really want to go to this other conference called FinCon, but it's going to be expensive to go back up to America after I've just been there, because I've got to come back because I'm running a conference here in Adelaide. So it's this.
So what's the FOMO there?
That I'll miss out on the conference, seeing everybody. And the weird thing is, I don't think it's going to add a lot of value to my life.
See, that the voice of reason would say, well, then why are you going?
Yeah.
Because I want to.
Because you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's you've answered it straight there. If it's not adding any value to it.
But most things that we get FOMO from don't add value.
Yes and no.
Because socially, like if you're getting FOMO because you couldn't go on a Bucks weekend because you couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't go, that's not going to change your life.
No.
And that's why.
At the time.
Yeah. And that's why it's like having one eye on the future at all times and one eye on the present, because you've got to live your life.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've paid for the conference ticket. I've reserved the hotel. But the real reason is I can't bring myself to flying economy and I don't want to spend $5,000 on a business ticket.
I've left my world's smallest violin in the car,
really?
Unfortunately.
It's such really? A long way.
You have such problems.
Glenn, I'll do you a favor. I'll take the ticket. It's fine. I can do it. I can report back.
So I've yet to be decided or whether
I think this is a very...
The millennials are shaking their head, right?
This is a very...
I just don't feel like anyone in the audience is going to relate to this problem.
Exactly. This is a very niche FOMO.
It's a very
occasion.
Glenn FOMO.
Yeah. Is this your example that you're going to run this FOMO?
That Glenn, you're so relatable.
Yeah. The voice of
I too would already pay for my flights, but now can't be bothered to go.
Because you don't want to fly
economy. For the conference ticket.
Oh,
not
sorry.
For the air tickets.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's just a long way. And particularly, I don't want to go back up to the States if I've got to go cattle class in such a short time.
I think that's the part that's getting the most eye rolls.
I think without saying it, that's exactly what's happening. Mm. Yeah. So, Kenya trip, and let's get on to some real FOMO stuff that people are facing out there.
Thanks, Daddy.
Grow up. Just grow up.
What's everybody's gold nuggets into FOMO? So, I've asked you all. John, if you had one gold nugget of what you would say to stop wasting money, because on balance with my situation, it's actually a waste of money, me going.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I would think, and it's been a bit of a topic of conversation in my life, not directly but indirectly with other people that I've spoken to, is cars.
Yep.
Now, that's not just because you buy and sell silly cars, Glenn.
Did I see you selling your car?
Yeah.
Did I see... Oh, my God, you've had it for like a month.
Yeah, but look,
I don't want to talk about it.
Why? Right.
It's old. It's 2018.
Yeah, it's done like 8Ks.
Oh, my God.
So, I think...
It's done like 8Ks.
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
I see that a lot.
Don't know.
I think we see... Because it's so physical, people see it driving past, or they get a ride with someone. It's like, oh, this is a comfy car, or it goes fast, or it's, they feel as though, well, yeah, money's cheap at the moment to loan, and all the confirmation bias comes into play, and let's upgrade my car. My car's crappy at the moment.
But not only that as well, like, because Ash is a car guy.
Yeah.
And particularly for some guys, and me even, like, it's almost an extension of your identity. Not that that's right. And that's why, like, I could not drive a red car because it's just not my brand.
That's a colour, isn't it?
Yeah. You get what I'm saying, don't you, Asha?
To an extent. I think the thing with cars in particular is that, yeah, I guess one, for people who are really into them, it's like an extension of, I guess, your personality or whatever. But I think for most people, they are one of those, I guess, big ticket items that say to the rest of the world, without you having to say it, that look how far I've gotten, or look what I have, look what I can afford.
Yeah.
And it's a way of, I guess, expressing that without outwardly expressing it, which people don't really enjoy.
Which in a lot of cases would be spending beyond their means to show people that they're financially secure when they're actually not.
It's that saying, like, people are wasting money to buy things they can't afford or don't need to impress people they don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much saying with FOMO, just watch it on the car purchase.
Watch it massively on the car purchase.
Yeah. Aaron?
I think you need to extend it past a car. I just think FOMO is such a problem in society these days.
But it could be like going out for breakfast.
Yeah. Food FOMO is massive, I reckon.
Absolutely. So what do you do to overcome FOMO in your life?
I don't know. I think it was more just a mental shift that you have to make.
Yeah, weirdly, in the last couple of weeks, I've had breakfast 3 times at home.
What?
I like the preface of weirdly. Yeah. Like, it's so unbelievable.
But that is weird. It's like 3 times in the last 10 years.
For the listeners that don't know, Glenn, 3's a lot. He usually doesn't eat breakfast at all at home. It's always
ever.
Out.
Mm.
And it's only because I was...
What do you have at home?
I've got the quick oats.
The flavoured ones?
Yeah, they're the berry ones.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
Yeah, 90 seconds in the microwave.
Yeah.
It's because as well, like the last couple of weeks I couldn't walk. So it's been a little bit more convenient.
Uber Eats wasn't working?
No, but I'd usually just, because I've got my mobility scooter, scoot around to the cafes. But there has been 3 occasions where I have eaten breakfast at home.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Aaron. What advice to the...
Having said that, I did send you a photo of my breakfast out this morning.
Yeah. And it can add up. I mean...
Oh, mate, that's it.
It's a $20 meal with like a coffee and a meal at a cafe. It's $20.
Easy. $21.50.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If you've got kids, it just is ridiculous.
Times that by 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Or if... And that's what I'd say. If you're like... When you're dating somebody, or if you've got a spouse, or the two of you to go out for breakfast, it could be a $50 freaking breakfast.
Yeah.
And that's why I say to people... Hey, pick your battles. Say, look, we're only going out twice a week because we're saving for a freaking house. or an investment property or whatever, we're doing Sunday morning brunch and Thursday night dinner. I don't know. Like, just pick your battles.
Yeah, and pick your friends too. I think people just put their hands up to go and socialize for the sake of it. Like, if you've got too many friends and they all invite you to a breakfast each or a lunch each, it all adds up, doesn't
it? So actually eat before and just go for the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably some good advice right there. Like,
the catch up. I've already eaten, but I'll come and have a coffee.
Realistically, that's why. Like, I had lunch yesterday with Dirty Mike. He says hi.
Oh, hi, Dirty Mike. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
How's the living arrangements going? They hated it
up there. Oh, do they? Do they really?
Yeah, they're moving back to the coast.
Oh, neck knock. I mean, yeah. So
imagine if they bought up there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So if you want to know, if you want to listen to that episode, just scroll through and it's got Dirty Mike or something in the topic, and we interviewed my friend. But yeah, I had lunch with Dirty Mike. I mean, it feels better to say, hey, do you want to hang out? And we go to a cafe, have a coffee, have some food, rather than, hey, come around and sit on my lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Society's definitely changed like
that. Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe we all need to be conscious of it as one and say, look, let's all save a dollar and go out and just have a coffee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Eat before we go out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is that just too boring?
It is a little bit. But again, if we pick our battles, like before my friends were married and stuff, we used to hang out Friday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday, and it would all be around food, drinks, and all that.
Yeah.
So maybe those listening, can you be that one in your group to say, hey, everyone, let's save some money, throw down a freaking bowl of cereal at home, and then let's go meet for coffee?
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's two separate conversations there, isn't it? There's the saving money, I don't want to spend it, versus I don't want to miss out on that particular engagement.
Yeah. And that's why we have to start thinking is like, how can I scratch the FOMO itch without the $20 lunch?
Mm.
And that could be, okay, well, it's a $4 coffee.
Yeah. Spending your time around grounded people also helps, right?
Yeah.
If you've got five other friends that are FOMO experts, then you're on FOMO land, aren't you? Like, you're going down a wild track of FOMO-ability.
FOMO-ability.
Do you reckon there's much FOMO going on in Africa?
I think in some parts there would be.
Yeah.
Other parts, like the DRC, probably not. Next question.
So, to be succinct in your point, Aaron, you're saying watch the cafes.
I reckon that would easily be where the biggest chunk of my money is going at the moment.
Yeah. And it's...
Having said that, like, my lifestyle recently has completely changed. So up until, you know, a year ago...
You wouldn't have stepped foot in a cafe.
No. No. And but now it's literally like every weekend.
You're basically living life like every other 28-year-old at the moment.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. Doesn't look a day over.
Thank you, Glenn. Definitely not.
Asha, do you have any banging tips?
Oh, I got heaps, Glenn. No, not really. Because when you ask me, this is something that I probably don't struggle with. Because I guess one, when I think about stuff that I've had the opportunity to potentially miss out on or partake in the past like 12 months.
Yeah.
I usually just go the route of partaking in it.
So FOMO's not an issue if you don't believe it's an issue.
So... For me, it's not an issue.
Issue if you never miss out, is it?
Well, no, exactly right. But I think the thing is with FOMO, I mean, we talk about it from like a financial point of view. But I think what's probably more important is, I mean, obviously finance comes into it. But as far as FOMO goes, it's very much like Aaron said, it's a mental thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the fear comes around, you know, if we're talking about food or breakfast or whatever, you're not actually missing or thinking you're going to miss out on nice food or nice coffee. You're thinking you're going to be missing out for something that's going to occur at that point. You're going to miss that either connection with friends or just be there for that particular moment.
Yeah.
And I sort of made a point a long time ago just to be okay with what you said before, Glenn, of just saying, nah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not coming. Like, come out to dinner. Come, yeah.
And,
you know,
and one
this,
of my points, because we will go to my points because they're just on point, is basically, you know, you can say out loud to yourself, I can't, I don't have the time or the money. And it's all right. Like, it's, it's okay.
Life will go on and but it will be fine.
It's just so annoying. Remember, like, you catch up with a group of people and you're chatting about that thing that happened 5 years ago and everyone was there and they're talking about it and you're like, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, in that moment, I think that's like, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
But if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, this is how I always think about it. I'm like, if I do miss something, okay, I missed out on something.
Yeah.
But overall, I can't suffer from something that hasn't occurred to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Like, if someone tells me that they were in Paris the other week, I'm not upset because I wasn't in Paris the other week.
That's right.
And if I was upset that I wasn't in Paris the other week, then that's probably more of a reflection of something I need to work on.
Yeah,
than
and I would say as well, like, you know, the FOMO is fear of missing out. Remember when we did the episode about fear a couple of weeks ago?
Mm.
You know, the loose acronym I use for fear is false evidence appearing real. So, the fear of missing out is based on nothing. It's a social construct of you're not there. I mean, I see all the celebrities on their private jets. I get FOMO big time.
Do you know what I did to curb FOMO?
Yeah.
Bought a jet.
I unfollowed a whole bunch of celebrities on Instagram.
Yeah,
did you?
Absolutely.
Yep. For I unfollowed
what reason,
them all.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Just to shift that mindset.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not benefiting my life at all.
Yeah.
It's never going to be attainable for me. I just don't even want to waste energy thinking about it.
I unfollowed a whole heap of luxury car makers.
Yeah.
I mean, I still follow Aston Martin and McLaren.
Yeah.
I mean, what
are you going to do?
Yeah. But that's one of my points. I'm like, maybe delete Insta for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, if you're living in LA and everyone's going to Coachella or whatever, it'd just be like,
or just follow friends, you know, people that are of a similar lifestyle to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you find also that if all your friends are on Instagram or Facebook or whatever you all use together and you're always catching up, that there's nothing ever exciting? You already know what you're already doing because you're
seeing. All we really talk about is what you posted on Instagram.
What you've already posted. So we all know it.
And then
so
maybe you look at it again as a group and
the
go.
I quite like the friends that I've got that aren't on Facebook or Instagram, we just generally talk on the phone. It's new information. It's a bit exciting.
I don't know. I find the opposite of that because I think at least it gives you, especially people that you haven't seen for a while, gives you some, it's easy to make conversation.
Yeah, it's a starting point.
Yeah, it's a starting point because you kind of know.
I reckon it's because I'm a bit on the spectrum sometimes.
But I was going to say I'm probably a different personality to you. Like,
you know,
making conversation I find quite mentally exhausting. So if I can sort of, you know, Glenn's been
doesn't
doing
look
this
like it's exhausting for you.
No, I hide it very well.
But the thing is, like, you go overseas and you get back to Australia, you think stuff all the time, but it's not social to say it. Like, it's not good to say it. I said it to a friend, close friend. I got back, they're like, how was America? I'm like, you saw all the highlights on Instagram.
Yep.
I mean, really.
Mm.
But so it's actually nice to run into somebody who, as you said, isn't on Instagram. Mm. So, yeah, so that's a really big one. So, if you are focused, and maybe it is you need to unfollow Sephora or
Omega
Watches or something like that. I probably can't do that.
I think that's a really good tip though, because
it's a psychological thing. It's like front of mind. Yeah. You need it.
Like, if people, it's known as status anxiety. I don't know if you've read about it before. There's a book about it by,
I've probably got it.
There's a book about it by a philosopher named Alan something.
I've bought some clothes off that shop online.
Status anxiety.
My wallet's a status.
Actually, I am as well, actually.
Yeah, my wallet, Laura from La La Social Club, she purchased me that wallet.
From status anxiety.
From status.
But it's a massive thing because you spend so much time on social media and you're constantly looking at things that you don't have, that you wish to have.
Absolutely.
Other people are living their lives and you don't have that and you just feel straight away like, what am I doing wrong? It's like, you're not doing anything wrong.
Another thing I did was delete emails. Like email subscriptions.
Yeah, right.
You know, like
that's a solid one.
A lot of clothing brands and shoes and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I just unsubscribe and my life is great.
I know a lot of people are on my email list and because I hate getting spam emails that are just always just selling stuff. Yeah. And that's why, like, I'll try and always keep my emails legitimately small and legitimately tips.
Yeah.
Like, so it's as much as I can, 100% value only.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. Because we just don't need more crap in our lives. And it's been a really cool discussion because it's like you've got to not read the book, The Secret. It's like what you think about, you'll get.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like you keep seeing clothes in your Instagram all day.
Yeah.
You'll end up buying it.
That's right.
And you'll go, oh, The Secret worked for me. It's like, no, it was just
targeted advertising.
It was just targeted to you.
Like. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I did a video the other week on values versus needs.
Sure.
And talking about the values, if we haven't got them in our life and we're not content with those values, then we're more likely to go and do things that we think we need when we really don't.
Yep.
Like cars, clothes, yep. coffees, those sort of things to yep. try and fill that void. Mm. So,
yeah, and I think it goes, I always say with stuff like pick your battles, like whether it's your wedding or you're buying a house or whatever it is, or if you're having a baby, pick your battles. So it might be you're expecting a child. Hey, you know, pick one premium item. So if you're a runner and you going to jog with your baby, yeah, get the $900 pram, but don't get premium everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. so absolutely pick your battles. But I want to move on to other things that I just wrote down as a bit of a brain dump. A lot of FOMO can sometimes lead to, I need to compare myself to you mm-hmm. and be in on that. Mm-hmm. And I would sincerely say the only person you should compare yourself is to the you of yesterday and how far you've come, or the you of 5 years ago and how far you've come. Because at the end of the day, we're all going home tonight and it's only you in that house if you're me or you in that house if you're in a relationship or got a family.
Can you stay over? You're right.
Please, yeah. Do you like the inner or the outer spoon?
Outer.
You know, at the end of the day, you put your phone down and it's just you living your life. Like yes. nothing actually matters. And the only person you need to compare yourself to is the you of yesterday.
That's facts. Yeah. Can you drop a microphone?
I'll do that. Thanks. So that's, in all sincerity, that's what you need to do. Also, what's a low-cost event that you can do that can still bring you joy? And I mean that in the way that we talked about if you've got your group message and we all go out to brunch and it's $30 each because you have two coffees and whatever, all that.
Yeah.
Can be like, oh, hey, we're going to the lookout for a walk. I don't know. Let's take a picnic or something.
Yeah. Yep. Play a game of Finska.
What?
I know what you mean.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah. What is it? Some
Finska.
Okay.
It's like a game that you throw things.
Scandinavian origin, I think.
Right. I was going to say it sounds like Polish or something.
It's sort of like ring toss, but the opposite, I guess.
Yeah.
Where instead of you holding the ring and the stick being in the ground, it's the opposite, where you have the stick and you've got to get it into the ring.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that sounds hard.
Pretty sure.
Far out.
Not really, but Google it.
It was an old wooden ship, actually.
And I think the best way, I reckon the best way to stop FOMO is be the one who's organizing something that will cause other people to have FOMO.
So be the instigator.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like you can organize this low cost event or whatever, and you can have the one that's got the control. Yeah.
Or go the other end and spend the most and see who can't afford it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. And then I'll just finish on my little list. Like, you're allowed to be upset because that's a normal human emotion, right? So if your friend was getting married on a Thursday and something came up and you couldn't go to your friend's wedding, you know, yeah, I would be upset.
Weddings can be a hassle sometimes, though.
Basically.
Some weddings I wouldn't mind missing out on.
Same old, same old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been to one, been to them all. But yeah, so you're allowed to be upset, but just don't let it rob you of your joy, because you can still have joy in your heart.
Yeah, just get over it quickly.
Be upset.
Don't whinge.
And then don't do something dumb just to say that you've done that or you've purchased that, like Asher goes to buy a new car, I'm upset because I wanted that one, and then I go and buy another car to one-up Asher,
which is actually what is happening.
It's going to happen, yeah.
It's a one-upsmanship.
Real life, case study.
So, let's move. So, has anyone got any final thoughts to add about FOMO?
Aaron?
No.
I think acknowledging that it exists and it's real and it's okay, it's a part of life.
Yeah. Yep.
And just putting it on the table and not hiding your own FOMO.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I think just understanding that, you know, it's okay. Yeah. Acknowledge it, move on. Life does go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not feeling bad or embarrassed or whatever that you can't do that coffee or that lunch or that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. And if all your friends have got government jobs and they all get to salary sacrifice a brand new car, you know, congratulations on the loan, that type of stuff.
Yep.
And you're driving a $5,000 beater.
Yeah.
That you own.
That you own mm. and you've got no repayments. Hey, that it's person. Okay. You'll yeah. have a house faster. Just mm. saying.
Mm.
So, it's real and we just have to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
Yeah. I think like it's just about noticing where it's coming from. Like if you know the reason you're feeling like this is because of your social media accounts or something, then do something about it.
Yeah.
I did it. You delete a whole bunch of people or you just close it down entirely for however long.
For a little while. Have a break. Stuff,
it's really weird how quickly it goes away.
Yeah, exactly.
What I'm doing now, I've got, this is my iPhone 10. I got given this when I was at the Jimmy Fallon show in the
That's
audience.
That's right.
Yeah, they gave everyone an iPhone 10. I'm actually, as of next week, because the other phone's here in the studio, I've got an old iPhone 6. What I used to do is carry two phones, one in my car or in the office, and that phone only had social media on it. And my main phone is just emails and text.
Yeah.
So, what I could do, because a lot of it is the habit of picking it up.
Yeah.
And I'm the first one to say I'm bloody addicted to it.
And that's what that, you know, that little report that it sends you once a week?
Yep.
It is really...
I turned that off. Oh. I didn't want to know.
I kept it on.
Android users don't get that.
Oh, John, it's awful.
Apple cares about our welfare, John.
Just to look, like, when
we
you
burn
see
our
it...
phones up.
When you see it in figures... It is actually shocking to see how much time you spend a day between different social media accounts.
Yeah.
But it also tells you the number of pickups.
Does it?
Oh. It's.
What I find more shocking is that when I get that report, I go, oh, that's about right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I probably just spent 14 hours a day on my
actually,
phone.
Actually, I'm down on last week. I better improve this.
Well, better pick it up for next time.
Hey, I know I crap on all the time about getting our foundations in place, but our personal protection plan is something you need to do today. I know many of our listeners have got this set up, but if you're one of them and haven't already, go to sortyourmoneyout.com, click get help, and I'll put you in touch with someone who can guide you through. Generally, there's no cost to have an initial chat. And if you're young, fit and healthy, you need to get this stuff in place today. If you've got a family and you're not covered, hey, what if you freaking died? I'm not messing around. You need to get insured. Do it now. And anyone that I refer you to will do it the same way that we teach and we talk about here. And that advice provider, wherever you are in Australia, are happy to have a complimentary discussion with you at no cost to see where you're at and see if they can help. So what have you got to lose? Have a chat today. Jump on to sortyourmoneyout.com and click get help. Erin.
I knew this was coming.
You're back.
I'm back.
It's not goodbye. See you later. I save these questions that...
How did you get these questions?
I put it on Instagram.
How did I not see it? Did you block me?
No. you're gone.
Maybe, maybe you got rid of him.
Yeah, you're out of here more than one way.
Yeah.
I deleted you for fear of FOMO.
Yeah. Someone wants to say, how do they get the holes in Swiss cheese?
Oh, my God.
Erin, can Glenn start paying you so you can quit your job? Love you.
Yes.
It's settled then.
Done.
That was easy.
Yeah, here.
It's $100,000
a year.
Would you rather podcast than be
a lawyer?
Lawyer?
You know, if I could do both, I'd be really happy.
Yeah.
Because they're so different.
They are.
I just need you to different. Get trained in litigation, in like commercial law.
Oh,
because I'll
right.
probably get sued one day for saying something on this podcast.
Oh, sure.
So,
it'll only be defamation.
I don't think I don't have the right
do you know
personality.
Much about defamation?
I don't have the right personality for commercial litigation.
Because you're not an ass.
What are they, ruthless, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. You want a lawyer who's a scumbag.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Share that to you scumbag lawyers.
Thanks for tuning in.
In all seriousness, has she got a handle on the Afterpay addiction yet?
Yes.
And you haven't used Afterpay for a long time,
not
have you?
Not a long time, no.
It was, if there was one good thing about this podcast, it actually weaned you off Afterpay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
How though? Just by being bullied constantly?
Bullied. Yeah. I was scared they were going to... I don't know.
Bully you.
Bully me.
Yeah.
How do you manage your time with your job, kids, and everything in between? Because this is interesting. A lot of people don't know. Erin like gets up at like 5 a.m.
And
does, and does this thing called yogging.
Yogging.
Oh, it's a soft J.
It's a soft J. So you go for a run at 4 a.m.
I run of a morning.
Yeah.
So the job and the kids, well, I don't have my kids on the days I work, so that works really well.
Sweet.
And then the days I'm at home, I have them, so we can...
Do you run in the dark?
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel comfortable?
Not really.
No.
No. No, not at all.
Anything about paying off debt, someone asked?
I think, again, that's just a mindset thing. Mm. You just got to knuckle down. And
it's that line in the sand. I think the first thing with paying off debt is the decision that I'm not going into debt anymore from today.
Mm. Yep.
And if you can go a week, month, a year, or whatever that is in your world without any extra consumer debt.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about the investment property or the home loan or any of that, but, you know, the credit card, the store cards, the afterpay.
And just the feeling when you pay it off.
Absolutely.
It's so nice.
Yeah. So
I reckon if you spend a week fully out of debt and then you won't ever want to go back in again.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
So see if you can get to that point.
Yeah. Unless you're like Dirty Mike, you pay off all your debt, feel good for a day, then run back into it.
Really?
Yeah.
He does it. Pension.
Yeah.
He's my hero.
So that's a cool one. Ask Erin what she thinks of Glenn's car situation.
Well, I'm a bit confused by this. I saw you selling the new one. Why?
Great question.
It's done its token trip into the bush.
So,
weren't you going to use it to tow something?
Yeah, I was going to. I had in the summer, I had plans to buy a boat, but I've gone off that now. And I bought an Outback to tow the boat.
Mm.
And I like my Subaru wagons. And I really like the Outback. Mm. Really do. Love it. But it doesn't give me joy.
And why not? Did it ever give you joy?
I don't think it did.
Mm.
Like, it loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love the Subaru. Wish I could keep it forever.
So, when you like test drive it,
I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But day in, day out, like coming from a, you know, a luxury sports car, essentially, into the truck, I don't feel connected to the road. It doesn't give me the joy that I deserve.
Wow.
I think the difference, and I can defend Glenn.
And,
I think that the difference is that for most people, car is just like an appliance. It's like a blender or a toaster. It does a specific task.
Mm.
It gets you from A to B, whatever. Yeah. But like for me and Glenn, I assume anyway, like we drive for the fun of it, not just because it gets us places. Like usually I'll just drive because I want to drive somewhere.
Yeah, we like driving, and you've just got to Marie Kondo some stuff in your life.
Yep.
If it doesn't give you joy, if it doesn't give you spark, it's gone. Life's too short.
Mm. You give it one last hug.
Now, I think in a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Outback. I paid $50,000 for it. You know, it's all right. And it's on sale on Gumtree for $46,000 at the moment. But I had a brainwave this morning.
Why not give Asher the car?
Why not give Asher the car? No. A year ago, it was my mum's birthday. Because her birthday's in July. And actually, last June, I called Dad. Because my mum and dad, they bought my sister and I a car when we got our P's. Like $10,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I always had in my mind that, I'd like to repay that favor one day if I can be established enough. Anyway, I called Dad last June. And I said to him, hey... Because they needed a new car. I'm like, hey, I want to buy mum a new car. You know, it'll only be $25,000 or something, a little, I don't know, Impreza or just something that's decent quality. And it kind of, it just blew my dad's mind a bit. It was just all too much. So, we didn't end up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. And I'll put it up in the Facebook group or on Insta. I thought, hang on. I'm going to take a hit on this car. Okay. So, I'll rather somehow keep it in the family. And I did want to buy mum and dad a really good car and, you know, and she loves it. She's been in it. So, I texted her this morning and said, hey, do you want to buy the Outback for $20,000? It's for sale for 46 at the moment or whatever, 43 it's probably worth. And she goes, yep. And sends me like the emoji love heart kiss.
Aww.
And... So, yeah, I'm going to give it to mum and dad for $20,000.
Yeah.
Because realistically, it's not heaps about the money. Like, I would rather take that hit and gift it to mum as opposed to taking a hit at a car out of $10,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll have it for 10 years and I'll probably buy it back off them when they've stopped driving.
And it's still like a victory of sorts. It's still like a good end to the story. Like, yeah. It's not you buying a new car and then selling it to some
and
Joe's,
you can
Joe
run it as a capital loss through the business and everyone's happy.
We don't talk about my affairs on the podcast, John.
I'll see right through that.
We didn't discuss my personal financial situation. Well, we do actually.
I'll just delete that out.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's a good outcome and mum's excited. Yeah. And
I
bought this Kia for like $8,000 or something secondhand. And I just want mum to be in a really nice car that's safe and luxurious.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think she's ever had a car with leather seats or a 12-speaker sound system with a subwoofer.
Oh, when's a
suit? Because she'd be wrapped with that subwoofer, your mum.
Yeah. So
Peter, Paul and Mary blasting.
Yeah, basically. So basically, the that's the Outback. It is going to go, but it will go to mum.
And what are you going to get?
Well, my world is an oyster, Aaron.
It really is.
You've only got $20,000 to play with, remember? So just...
Oh, I might add a little bit more, Asher. I'm actually looking at the Volvo S60 Polestar.
Really?
And they're a weapon. They're all-wheel drive, 6-cylinder, 3-litre turbo, 100 kilometres an hour in 4.9 seconds. Luxury.
But it's still a Volvo, which is good.
Race you.
All right, Grandpa, that's good. So when are you going to buy that?
There's one that's for sale in Coffs Harbour, and I'm sending NRMA out to do an inspection this week.
Oh, really? I want to buy a car in Bellingen. Maybe we can go up there.
What are you doing Friday?
Oh, how good's
can
Bellingen?
Can you get a sick day?
Bellingen is really good.
It's so nice.
Have you been to Dorigo? Which is like just up the mountain.
I feel like I have.
Up Waterfall Way.
Yeah.
I've heard that's nice.
Dorigo's nice too. Sorry?
Friday.
What are you doing Friday or Saturday?
Well,
because we could hire a car, leave it and just drop it off at Coffs Harbour Airport.
I've got to figure out if the Mini's getting written off.
Right.
Because if it is, then... Because I want to buy this. There's an Audi in Bellingen that I want to
So
get.
For the listeners, we're still live here.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Next question for Aaron.
That was all. But let's wrap it up. I don't know how I'm going to edit this podcast, but it probably won't be edited, this sloppy end of it. But that's an update. Oh, so what do you think of my car situation? That was the...
Oh, well, I'm just, you know, standard Glenn, really.
It is. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
No.
And it never will.
No. I mean, and this is it. Like... You know, I'm pretty loose, but I do know one thing. I don't let money rule my life. And if that means, you know, I make a bad decision, it's not the end of the world. I'm not above any of the things that we discuss on this podcast. And we just need to be encouraged week on week. And I think what it is, if anything, this podcast, we're all going to make dumb decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But this podcast, hopefully, we can cap the dumb decisions. So, yeah, I've maybe lost, I don't even know. It probably cost me $30,000, right? But it could be worse because I always knew that I don't really think a car over $50,000 is worth it. Like, I just think it gets to the point it's ridiculous.
And I think it's relative,
because I could have bought an $80,000 car, like a new Volvo wagon that was all-wheel drive and that, and then gone, oh, I don't want a boat anymore.
Hmm.
And it's bloody been more of a train wreck. So, I'm not above any of the stuff we talk about, but we need to talk about it and try and cap and quarantine the dumb mistakes.
Yeah, and it's relative to each individual. Like, someone dropping $500 might be a massive amount versus $50,000. Like,
absolutely.
It's totally your situation.
And that's it. And I keep on crapping on about personal finance is personal and everybody's situation is so unique. Oh, and just on that, John, a lot of you guys, and put them up in the Facebook group. It's great. You put up property questions, but we won't be able to give you an exact answer to the T on a complex situation because there's just way too many variables that we just can't write back in a paragraph for you to pull the trigger on.
Mm.
So what John does in his business is he does an hour clarity call. He charges $330 for the hour. If you do have any complex property questions... by all means, throw it up in the group and we'll chat about it. But if you want some actual specific sounding
tailored
board
advice,
tailored chats and all that stuff, John's willing to do it to anyone who listens to the podcast for $220.
Mm. Yeah, and there's a lot of data and research that goes with that. It's just not the hour call.
So you will send out something and then they will fill it out, a bit of information. Correct. And then at least you can do a bit of research and be armed for that call.
Ready to roll for that
hour. So that $200 hour phone call with John, it could actually save you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to spend money. I don't know. He might be able to give you an invoice that says tax advice. I don't know. We're not a tax show, but claim it on tax. Check with your accountant. Are you a lawyer yet that does commercial litigation?
Nope. I know nothing.
So, yeah. But I just want to personally say to everybody who listens to the show, thank you. And if you're... this isn't like the last episode on Earth, but it sounds like it's about to sound like it.
Yeah. I'm getting all emotional. We're hanging up the microphone.
Yeah, and if you have been with us from the start, thanks for hanging in there. If you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. We are infotainment. It's not deep. It's not hectic, technical. It's a bit of fun. It's just day-to-day encouragement. And thanks for being a part of last year, Aaron.
Oh.
Yes, this is a bit...
It's not goodbye.
It's not goodbye. See you later.
Yeah.
See you
later. Just for the interim.
See you soon.
See you soon. And Asha?
Keep that microphone vacant.
Yes.
Are you still keen to do voiceovers?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, for free?
Oh, yeah, relatively. That's fine. Relatively. Like, what does free mean, really?
I'll spoon you or something. Like,
if there's no product, then you are the product.
Yeah,
is that what they say?
Yeah. And John, are you right to sign a contract?
Yeah, I'm ready to go to Newcastle Wednesday, apparently.
Podcastle.
Yeah, anyway, thanks so much for your chats today. And we'll see you in the Facebook group.
Love you guys.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
If you are after personal financial advice, this podcast is not for you. In fact, it's a general advice podcast. But if you do want somebody to talk to, jump onto sortyourmoneyout.com and click on Get Help, and I'll be able to put you in touch with an advisor or a mortgage broker who can actually sit down with you or have a Skype or a Zoom meeting and really work out what you need based on your own personal circumstances.
Remember, we hang out on Insta at MyMillennialMoney. If you're a regular listener, you're welcome to join our Facebook group. If you want more money hacks, be sure to subscribe to My Millennial Money Express. It's short money hacks anywhere, anytime, right into your ears. Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Gator Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.
It's an infotainment podcast. We're not going to get into dividend imputation or tax credits or anything like that.
Did you say amputation?
I thought you said amputation as well.
Oh.
No, I heard imputation.
Imputation?
Is that different?
Yeah, Google
amputation
it.
Amputation means take it off.
Yeah.
Imputation means...
What's amputation mean? Put it on?
Put it in.
Hey, trying to do a professional podcast here, because I was about to say, if you are a new listener, don't listen to season one because it was pretty much a train wreck. We didn't edit the episodes and it's looking like this episode's the same. Yeah, as opposed to this rubbish.
We do need female presence, however.
Yeah. It's just really, it's like herding cats, isn't it? Trying to get us all here.
Mm.
Just...
Yeah, the less numbers you have to get here, the better, definitely.
I know, but we're booking for Wednesday and, like, you're now freaking me out because you're double guessing it.
No, I wasn't informed that it was in Newcastle.
It's on the invite, mate.
For me, podcasts are done here.
I don't think John responds to invites. You need to tell him.
Yeah.
You're doing a podcast in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Why?
Interviewing.
Exactly. No one knows that we're going to Newcastle.
Can you call it a podcast?
Poor Pidge is turning up here, knocking on the door.
I'll be here Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
No, you can drive. Yeah. We're doing two episodes in Newcastle. We're on the road. So.
What's in Newcastle?
P people?
Well, it's traditionally industrial area. Coal's got the Hunter Valley town up the road. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
We're interviewing some, I don't want to spoil it, but chicks. Hang on, I just need to answer your question. We're interviewing chicks in Newcastle who are doing cool stuff.
All right.
And we're going to do a, I'm thinking about doing a little mini series, Chicks That Are Killing It. And we're interviewing two of those next Wednesday.
Nice.
And maybe that, because I'm running out of episodes, we might do one in the car. Like,
they work at the abattoirs, do they?
Yep. Or?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Nice.
Was that Singleton? Singleton?
Yeah. Now, we will see you in Sydney. And if this works, and it's only going to be intimate, there won't be more than 50 people there because I want it to be intimate. We'll just roll out these little things in Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide. What the hell, we'll go to Perth. I mean, we'll do it all.
Darwin.
Yep.
Oh, Hobart. Launceston.
Canberra.
Bali.
Most of our...
Oh, Bali's good.
We were going to go to Bali.
Yeah, we were. Didn't happen.
But still can.
Yeah, still can. I'm keen. No.
Didn't he tell you we've already booked?
50% of our listeners are in Sydney and Melbourne combined.
50%?
Yeah.
Right, I thought it'd be more than that.
So we should do one like Albury so they can
exactly.
Everyone can travel. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So today...
Gundagai.
Anyway, are you guys ready to have a chat about FOMO?
Let's do this.
We've got the FOMO experts here, so let's have a chat.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Do you want to do a little intro here? Like,
welcome to my millennial. Can I lift my seat up? It's weird. I can't see him.
No.
Other side,
there,
I think.
There. Yep.
Do you want me just to squat?
Oh, no, it's...
That's as high as it goes.
Okay,
it's not.
That's all right. Yeah,
just
it is.
Put your bum up.
That's as high as it goes, mate. Oh. That's all right. I can see you now.
Pass us a cushion, John, and I'll sit on something.
Just go get the stool.
No, I got this.
Oh, okay.
Use Glenn's doona.
No, you're not allowed to move it.
Better?
Yeah, yep. Heaps better.
So we've got the FOMO experts here today. That's all of us. And we're going to have a chat about how not to waste money on FOMO. And let's get into it. Now, do you want to do a little grab?
Yep.
Go. Just...
I don't have my musical cues.
You don't usually.
Yes, I do. Do you want me just to do like a welcome to a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you put me on the spot.
Pressure.
You're listening to My Millennial Money.
You're allowed to actually be upset if you can't do something, but don't let it rob your joy and don't do something dumb just to be there or to do it. So like... Being upset is a normal human emotion. It's like, oh, I can't go to my friend's wedding that day because they did it on a Thursday and my bloody nan went and died on me or something like that.
Mm. Bloody nan.
Fancy so that, eh?
I could be upset that I can't make my friend's wedding, but that's fine. But don't do something dumb. Well, that's a bad analogy, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
What would something dumb be if you...
Like not going to Nan's funeral?
Don't go and kill Nan.
Yeah. Go to someone else's wedding?
Yeah. Like, what's that? I don't know. Can you just unplug that for a sec? I think charging stuff gets a...
Buzz
here.
I've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah, I know, and I've just only heard it. That's why I'm unplugged my laptop because I thought it was my laptop.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No, that's
do you
right.
want a battery?
There's no, one. I'm good.
Okay.
So just go from the top.
Yeah. Welcome to My Millennial Money. Today we're out of time.
I've
got to go to the city soon anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I'm staying in the city tonight because I've got a board meeting tomorrow and Tuesday. So.
And then Newcastle Wednesday.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Life of Glenn.
So I just want to repeat that point. Firstly, have you heard the new Taylor Swift song?
Do you know you're the second person to ask me this today and I haven't heard it?
Are you about to cry?
Yes,
huh?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really am.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. You're going to make me cry.
Do you like it, John?
I do. I've never heard that.
Do you like it, Asha?
I feel like I'm missing out on some sort
You're
of...
You're not psycho.
No, it could be.
No.
So you like the new Tay-Tay song?
Well, that's the first time I've heard it.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, that's cute. Mm. What's your favourite Taylor Swift song?
22.
Really?
Mm.
John?
Shake It Up.
Shake It Off?
Shake It Off.
Oh. Asha?
Asha?
I can't really name one.
Oh, you can.
I like this one.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, that's my favourite. What's that called?
His Love Story one?
Blank Space.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one, because that's the one I know.
Ryan Adams does a...
not to be confused with Brian Adams.
Exactly.
I thought you said Brian.
So Ryan Adams...
Who was married to me anymore.
Yeah, yeah. He covered the 1989 album of Taylor Swift from top to bottom.
Is it good?
Oh, amazing.
Mm.
Like, amazing.
Mm. Thank you, Liz, for it. You come and pick me up with no headlights.
Long drive. Good in and burning flames of paradise. Fade into you. It's been a while since I even.
So where are we going with Taylor?
Oh, I just wanted to know what Aaron thought.
Right.
Just
fill in, geez, a bit.
John, you know, I love Tay-Tay. I love me a bit of Tay-Tay.
Yeah, back off.
So did a listener ask that question?
Or no, literally, I just wanted to know.
It's a strange question someone to ask.
All right. So Aaron,
what's your bank card? What's your credit card details?
What's the three numbers on the back?
Yeah. It's going to be a bitch to edit.
Yeah.
It's mostly your
fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, far out.
Oh.
Yeah, I just think, like... I unfollowed so much crap on Instagram.
So did I.
But also, I actually also unfollowed a whole heap of meme accounts. Because I'm like, I love a good meme.
Yeah.
But it's like 12 a day. It's just like, yeah, it's
And
funny.
They all just repeat each other.
Yeah.
It's just the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't support that.
Yeah.
Just the same.
I followed a new meme account today.
What was it?
Instead of McDonald's meme factory, it's McMondle's meme factory. It's just basically a McDonald's spelled wrong. It's good.
I'm with you, Aaron. I unsubscribe emails all the time.
Yeah, same. And it's just
they get replaced
so
with new ones, and you think that this will be good, but
Then it doesn't take long. You just unsubscribe.
But that's why my emails have a very good open rate, but I don't ever want to spam people. And yeah, I don't mind if people unsubscribe, but. I just want to make sure that the ones that are actually reading it, that it is of value.
Yeah.
Are you spruiking the live podcast?
Oh, not really, no. I'm just living.
Just living.
All right, I've got to go to the city.
So next Friday, are you actually going to get this car or what?
Well, the NRMA, well, the thing is, it's on for 38.
Was a 2014 model.
Yeah. But realistically, like, they would have traded it for 25.
Yeah, give them like 30, maybe do 32.
I'm thinking 33, maybe.
Yeah.
See, I'm
such a niche car. Like, the amount of people that would be interested in it is so low.
I know. But as well, what was I going to say?
As well, car.
Oh, yeah, what I was going to do. I don't know if I can be bothered going up to drive it and see it. But if I can negotiate a good deal, I'll just get them to deliver it down here.
Yeah. Have you driven one before?
No. Oh, I've driven an S60 of friends in America.
Yeah.
And they're great.
They're nice, aren't they?
Oh, mate. Like, they are ultimate, like...
Sleeper.
They're larks.
Yeah.
And... But this thing, they sound like a dirty, dirty little fang. It's...
Yeah, it does sound dirty.
But there's another one in Lismore that's white, but this one's like that Volvo blue.
I prefer the blue just because it's like the...
I know, it's the Volvo.
It's the colour.
But those colours are coming back in.
Are they?
Like all the new Toyotas and Audis.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, there's an Audi S4 in Bellingen.
I don't know. I mean, is Bellingen on the way to Coffs Harbour?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just in a little bit.
Yeah.
Or maybe on Saturday if you want to...
I've got to figure out what's going on with the Mini.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm not getting that assessed until the 6th.
Oh, really?
What do you got?
Oh, you got hit up the ass again.
Oh, yeah.
He's had two cars written off in bloody 2 months.
Yeah. Little Mini Cooper S.
It still drives and everything. It's just that I don't like driving in a smashed up car.
Yeah.
I don't feel like paying for it, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's an Audi S4 in Belgium for like $8,500.
I think if I, like, for me, because your car parks at the train station most days, it's almost not worth spending all the 10 grand.
No.
But get something that's fun and small.
That's what I said to Maggie. I'm like, she's like, why don't you get like a proper car this time? She calls it a proper car.
Yeah.
Like,
or what?
What do you mean? Like, you know, one that costs like more than 10 grand. And I'm like,
yeah, no, no thanks.
Like, thanks for the encouragement. But
it's probably